Mission aviators cancel flights amid protests in Haiti. Now they want to expand. Humanitarian workers move to safety in Pakistan, and an agency reacts to the Islamic cartoon fury that spread to the Philippines. These stories and more coming up on today's edition of Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. Haiti declared René Préval the country's next president yesterday after reaching a deal that averted a feared outbreak of violence. Protesters had taken to the streets prior to the announcement. Mission Aviation Fellowship's Kevin Swanson says those protests did have an impact on their work.
Our staff are fine, and we have not gotten to the point of considering doing an evacuation. There have been a couple days when our pilots have not been able to get to the airport, so we have had to cancel flights, but it's been temporary.
MAF is currently servicing 46 different organizations and need another plane. As they provide supplies, teachers, and other good things, Swanson says it makes their ministry more effective.
When the plane brings in a team with the Jesus film and share Christ with them, there's a ready acceptance on the part of the people to listen and not be suspicious, because MAF has proven in the past that they bring good and helpful things into these villages.
Next, protests have spread in Pakistan over an offensive cartoon against Islam. Food for the Hungry has withdrawn its staff from areas near Muzaffarabad, Pakistan. The unrest is frustrating to the emergency relief team because large-scale distributions were planned, which would have served hundreds of families in desperate need. The ERT is acting as the hands and feet of Christ, but requests prayer for safety as the situation intensifies. You're listening to Mission Network News. The global furor over Muslim cartoons spread this week to the Philippines. International Aid's Miles Fish says they have a project team serving six rural villages in southern Mindanao. There's no question that they're a Christian group. As for risk,
we're under the protection of a local sultan who has opened the door for us and let everyone know that we're there at his invitation, that he wants what we're offering. Recent events with the cartoons and all of the uproar throughout the entire Islamic world has not obviously been a favorable development for us, but we have not yet seen a direct impact.
Fish explains that their teams build relationships with an eye cast to the future of outreach.
We're there as a result of our commitment to Matthew 25 and serving the least of these, and we think that by providing these community-based health care programs, we are in fact doing that. But we're doing it with the hope that we'll also be able to participate in Matthew 28, which, of course, is the Great Commission.
Meanwhile, as HIV/AIDS, the economy, and education are concerns for Mozambique, young Mozambicans are teaching a message that will answer all of these issues, the message of Christ. Teen Missions International's Abby Boyd says one of their teams saw God move in an area antagonistic to the gospel.
They were an evangelistic team that showed the Jesus film, and then they would preach the gospel afterwards. And so it was a team of about 20 kids. They were mainly 13, 14, 15, and 16-year-olds. And these kids, they saw over 1,078 salvations just by this one team alone.
According to Boyd, there's only one explanation for this kind of response.
We don't normally see that many for one specific team, but the only explanation is that God had prepared the hearts of these people, and they were just ripe and ready to be harvested at this point, and these team members were there to witness it.
Summer teams are being formed now. Go to missionnetworknews.org for information. And in the Ukraine, a new Ministry of Family, Youth, and Sport expected a changeover by May 1st. To clear the way, the National Adoption Center in Kiev closed, placing many adoptive families in limbo. President Viktor Yushchenko reopened the center, but now there's a backlog. The families are a living testimony of the connection between earthly adoption and spiritual adoption. Pray for comfort as they're separated from their children. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. It's Black History Month in the U.S. Buckner Orphan Care's Shoes for Orphan Souls is making available the CD, Spirituals, Songs of the Soul, featuring Larnell Harris, Marilyn McCoo, and others. These songs may stir your soul to reach out to the oppressed like innocent orphans around the world. Get your free copy by calling 1-800-995-4828 or go to missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.